your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back to KER Politics. In the second segment, which is relatively short, we're going to talk about the Hunter Biden plea deal that was all over the papers last week. And that included, as Jimmy came up with in his research, that included a major disaster on the part of the Department of Justice. Hunter Biden is getting so many sweet deals, it is making me sick to my stomach. Why don't we just take him out of the equation totally? You know why? I can tell you why. Because there's a chance that the President of the United States, his father, is also profiting from some of the alleged deals he's been involved in. Jimmy, can you give us some light on that subject?
Sure. I think it's pretty important to go over what happened this last week on, I believe it was on Wednesday, when Hunter Biden went in to accept his plea deal with the Department of Justice over, you know, basically two misdemeanor tax violations and then kind of a diversion program to axe the gun felony gun charge for being a drug addict holding a gun or buying a weapon and lying on his document for that, which actually carries a 10-year jail sentence. And there are people that for the tax crimes and the gun crime are in prison right now for years.
Right.
Some very famous people are actually, you know, there's a couple that was a reality TV show. They're in jail right now for tax violations for quite a few years. If you remember Martha Stewart for insider training.
You bet.
But this was going to basically, this deal was going to go ahead and just let Hunter Biden off with misdemeanor charges and then, of course, this post-trial diversion program to get him off the gun charge. And what happened was very interesting. So the DOJ came in with the plea deal. Hunter Biden pleads guilty and says, yeah, I did it. I did that. And, basically admits to a lot of the facts. And then the judge asks the prosecutors, David Weiss, the federal prosecutor that was responsible for this, hey, does this cover some other charges, like potentially a fair violation where he could face penalties in the future? And of course, they were a little bit stunned a little bit and said, well, no, it won't cover that. And then she looks over at the defense attorney and says, hey, did you know that? And they're like, hey, then the deal's off. And then the Justice Department says the deal's off. And the judge says, okay, well, let's go back, come back in, I think, an hour and let's discuss it further. And what ends up happening is Hunter Biden comes back, realizes that they were caught in a trap, that the Department of Justice was trying to hide this post-trial diversion program for the gun charge on the idea that it would be blanket immunity, that the judge realized something sneaky was going on behind the scenes. Hunter Biden's lawyers had assumed that that was a sweetheart deal in the background, but then they were caught publicly with that issue. The DOJ was caught publicly with that issue, saying, oh, yeah, you know, we would have to charge if something else like that came up. And the judge says, okay, yeah, this is a problem. And then, of course, Hunter Biden ended up pleading not guilty, changing his plea. And they're going to come back in, I believe, 30 days with some other sort of scam agreement. The problem is much bigger for the Biden family than just this issue. And the reason why is there are more and more documents coming forward from the Department of Treasury, significant activity reports from banks, transfer of funds to multiple entities within the Biden family, including a couple unknown, which would potentially be Joe Biden, from cash distributions for Hunter Biden's business dealings with foreign governments, including the Chinese, the Romanians, and of course the Burisma issues in the Ukraine. And a level of corruption here is becoming apparent. And as hard as the DOJ tried to kind of get through this and go beyond it, it looks like they're not going to be able to protect him. There's because of all the information and the factual information from the U.S. government that's coming out, including these latest IRS whistleblowers. It's going to force more investigations, and it shows clear bias by the Department of Justice to try to protect Hunter Biden and the Biden family. But let me tell you, Al, there's something else that, in my view, is even more nefarious going on in the background.
And that is?
So almost immediately, the day after this entire thing blows up on Hunter Biden, what happens? Jack Smith, the special prosecutor that Merrick Garland put in charge of the Mar-a-Lago issues that has filed, you know, initially 37 charges against Donald Trump for mishandling classified information.
Right.
He filed 3 additional charges, and it looks to me like this was an immediate distraction effort to cover up what happened with the Bidens. Again, DOJ prosecutors playing the media game to distract what was happening with the Biden family very quickly. And you know what? It looks to me like a total, unbelievably corrupt Department of Justice in order to protect their favored people and basically the deep state in Washington, D.C.
Let's rephrase that. Let's put it like it really is. The favorite people, the president and his family.
Yeah. And, if you understand how Washington works, and if you have some idea how these deals are made, and, you know, you think Joe Biden was a happy, nice guy that, you know, just an old guy that would restabilize, you know, and put dignity back in the White House.
Yeah.
You've been sorely wrong. And what it really has shown is that he's a vindictive man, that he's been involved in kind of pressure tactics. And of course, that's how hard politics work. And certainly, he's no stranger to it. And of course, his family was used, and Hunter Biden was using him and his power and his influence within Washington to go ahead and not only make a lot of money, but also to do things that actually damaged America. But now it's becoming incredibly damaging to the reputation of this nation.
Right. Well, fortunately,
let me give you one other thing. I want to hit this real quick before because we got to go to break.
Right.
But the other thing that happened on Wednesday, while the Hunter Biden trial was going on, there's this ridiculous whistleblower program on UFOs and UAPs saying that there were, you know, aliens. This is a distraction and a diversion in order to shift people away from what's happening, the more important issues out there and the facts. And some of the Republicans fell for it like idiots.
Right. Well, the thing that I think is even worse than the aliens, which I think is just a crock, are some of the other things that are coming out that are being used as diversions for this. You guys, Top of the Hour News is coming up next. Enjoy, 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 and we'll be back right away afterwards.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.